Before we jump into today's topics, we have a very exciting merch announcement. There is a new merch collection available, a summer collection for all of your summer needs. Okay, we have a very wide variety of things across all of our shows have released merch. We have a mix of t-shirts, we've got crop tees, we've got tank tops, and we've got some fun accessories, very fun. And I love this collection. Haley worked on it and it is fantastic. Haley, can you tell us a little bit more about the collection actually?
So the Sesh summer collection is fresh fruits. So it's everything keep it fresh themed. We went bright, fun, summery, but it is a limited edition collection. So it's only going to be available until the end of August. So definitely make sure that you grab it while it's still available. But we have a few new shirt styles and such available, and the themes are a little bit different across all the shows, so definitely go check it out.
As always, 100% of the proceeds from our merch support our foundation, Higher Hope, so treat yourself. You get to, you know, get yourself a little something nice, and then 100% of that purchase goes towards helping victims of crime, their families, and also like-minded nonprofits, and every single dollar from that goes directly into grants. So that's all available at milehighermerch.com. And thank you to all who support the work that we're doing with Higher Hope by supporting our merch. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sesh Podcast. I am Kendall, and I am here with my co-host today, who is Haley.
Hi, I'm so excited. I've never co-hosted with you.
I know, just like Ian got to last
yes.
week.
Now you get to. Oh my God.
We've never co-hosted a show together.
No.
That's kind of insane.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, especially because we don't go a day of our lives without talking, so.
I think the closest I've been was my ick story with you and
Joe. Oh, yeah, right. But just me and you, this has never happened. And also, of course, we have our lovely Sesh producer, Sydney's in the house.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Now, I'm sure you guys are wondering where Janelle is, and I hate starting this episode on a bummer, but I feel like I just got to be real with you guys. Janelle and I got some very, very, very difficult news over the weekend in our family, and I'm not going to be talking about what happened. I'm not sure if we ever will share. I imagine one day we will. But Janelle is taking it extremely hard. I don't know if she'll even be back next week, or I don't know when she's going to come back. It's been a very, very difficult weekend. And I feel like I should just tell you guys that, you know, I'm also very out of it. I barely slept last night, and I'm not very prepared for this episode. We actually have a really fun episode planned. We have two topics we're going to be going over and then playing a fun game, which I so need a fun game in my life to lift my spirits right now. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, Haley is going to be kind of guiding us through the first two topics. And I just wanted to ask you guys to please, please keep our family, but especially Janelle, in your thoughts. And, you know, if you would even want to go the extra mile, obviously don't ask what happened or say anything specific. And she did want me to specify nothing happened with her dogs. Her dogs are fine. But, you know, if you guys could send her a DM with just some love, some support, just anything, even just a heart, I know it would mean a lot. And I'm not sure if she'll even be on her phone or looking at that, but I'd love to just shower her with support because she really, really needs it right now. And yeah, it's just, you know, when it rains, it pours sometimes. And none of us were expecting the news that we got this weekend. So it's just been incredibly difficult. I love my cousin so much, Janelle. Is my best friend. She means everything to me. And it's just been seeing her in pain is, I don't want to start crying again because that'll never stop, but it's been very hard. And I know you guys really care about her, and any even just good thoughts and comments, you know, would go a long way, I think. She needs all the support in the world right now. But Janelle, we love you. I don't know if she'll even see this, but
we love you so much.
We do.
So much.
We're here for you. That being said, we do have a lot of fun things to talk about today. We have a scandalous story involving none other than Tom Scandoval, the scandalous man.
The worm with a mustache himself.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, what's crazy is we even just talked about whether or not he was has done anything criminal, right? When we did the headbands game.
Oh, yeah.
And now I think it's safe to say he has.
I'll say yes, personally.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard the news, but this is absurd. This guy is out of his mind. So we'll be talking about that. And then also we have a nice feel-good, happy story here.
It's going to be a lighthearted day.
Yeah. And then we have quite the fun game because, people, it is 4th of July. And listen, these days, 4th of July, it hits different in a bad way. But we thought it'd be fun to have a satirical style Jeopardy game.
Correct.
To test our knowledge on American history. Mm-hmm. And of course, well, I don't know if you guys know this, but Ian is the king of trivia. The dude plays trivia every night. He's competitive. He wins often. He really dominates.
What can't he do?
I know. He's so smart. And I couldn't let him play with us because...
No, that would be unfair,
exactly.
Honestly.
It would be embarrassing.
I want everyone to know, because I can already see the comments, Ian would have been great in this. No, he would dominate anyone in this room. You could put the entire crew against Ian and
anyone in this building. Yeah, he just knows everything. He's the king of like random facts. He just knows, especially history. History is really
especially history, and especially like anything funny or like
yeah. So me and Haley, we're going to be doing the Jeopardy today. The do you have an official name for this or just
Jeopardy with you know, some American trivia questions.
Nice long title there, Sydney.
Just encompass history.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
And I do be wanting a hot dog real bad.
Oh my gosh, we should have gotten Costco hot dogs today.
Well, girl, I don't worry about it. We're going to have hot dogs, not from Costco, but we are going to have hot dogs at my house on Friday.
Cookout.
Or Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday.
Yes, we're going to have a little cookout. You know, you ought to still make it fun for the kids. That's what I didn't really like celebrate 4th of July before I had kids, but you know. Now, it's fun for them. Holly loves fireworks.
Yeah.
Your nephews are going to be with us.
Yeah, my nephews are coming down.
Got to hit the sparklers.
I love any reason to celebrate. I don't
you
even
do.
Care what we're celebrating. Mm-hmm. Like, give me a reason to just, like, look forward to something and have a fun themed day.
Yeah.
And I'm in.
And good food. And so we're gonna be doing that. So we're going
to
do that.
And there are
Saturday.
Things, for the record, to appreciate about the country we live in.
Yes,
and
of
when
course.
You acknowledge and love what you have, you are critical.
Yes.
And you want better.
Yes, we want better.
We
and
want
we're going to hope for better. And we're mm-hmm. going to hope that one day we'll be celebrating in the right mindset the way that I did. How long was it ago now? Quite some time. It's been quite some time. But you know what? It's going to come back one day. We got to have hope, right? Got to have hope. But
you ready for some shits and gigs?
I am so in need of shits and gigs right now. Just beyond. Oh, yeah. But what I was going to say is Ian is coming. We aren't kicking him out of the whole trivia. Ian is going to help MC. And we have outfits. So get ready. This is going to be fun. You definitely want to stay tuned till the end.
Oh, but before we get into that.
We have merch. We have merch. And you know what? Look, Haley's wearing
if
one today.
If you can't tell, I am wearing the, what do I have? I have the Fresh Cherries embroidered midi tee on.
Embroidered.
In red. Yeah, it's embroidered.
So cool.
In red for the 4th of July or just, you know, a bright, fun, fresh summer. And we have a few of the other sesh merch items that Kendall's going to hold up for you and I'm
going to
give you a nice explanation.
I'm going to give you an explanation. Well,
you can use both hands.
Yes, I will be showing you the items.
This is going to be like, what is it, QVC, where they like sell things?
Yes, I will do that. And you know what we're really excited about? So we were going to show all the pieces last week. And so me and Haley had a whole plan that I was going to wear my cherry glamnetic nails.
They're so cute.
I love them. They've been coming out with such good designs lately. Shout out to our friends at Glamnetic. But we were like, are they going to make it a full week? Yeah. And they did. I did everything to keep these babies on. I was so careful. Like, especially, you know what's the hardest thing is unbuckling my kids out of their car seats.
Yeah. That's how I always get the thumb is because I go like this.
Yes, I do the same thing. And I used to have a little like clip thing that allows that like undoes it for you. It's a little device, but I lost it in the car somewhere. So, but I still kept them on. I was so careful because I wanted to display the cherry stuff with the cherries. And also I wanted to say the seshies have come through on this collection. Oh, it's been our top seller of any of the shows. You guys are loving this collection and we're so happy. And hey, just so you know, Haley works on these collections and she did a killer job on this one.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't do the designs. You know, I work with the designers to curate the collection. Well, I do some of the designs a little bit when I have a vision. But yeah, you guys have been like blowing the sails out of the water with this one. So I'm glad you guys like this one. And if you haven't seen it yet, here's our QVC sales pitch. All right.
Oh, and one more thing. Where does 100% of the proceeds go?
100% of the proceeds go directly to Higher Hope Foundation to fund grants for victims of violent crime. So look good and feel good.
Exactly. All right, here we go.
All righty, here we have our embroidered Fresh Cherries tank, a women tank top. Now, this isn't too scandalous. You have a nice scoop neck.
A women tank top.
I'm doing my best, all right? And I love this. It's embroidered. It's detailed. It's cutesy. It's fresh, all right? This is my favorite thing that we have. This is a 40-ounce tumbler. You can get the 20-ounce, but if you want to be extra like me, 40 ounces, it's insulated. It's...
Let's do an ASMR moment. First, okay. The ice.
Yep.
That's good. That's good.
That's real good. That's real good. Swirl the straw.
She is solid, dude.
Sturdy. Sometimes we order items to see if we like the quality, and sometimes they don't pass the vibe check. This one.
It did.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Right. Next. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this one is our Fresh Cherries tea. This is the OG design. It says fresh. It has the cherries on the front, and then on the back, bam, keep it fresh. What you think about that? Many colors available on this one. This is actually Sydney requested this one. So this she went with black. I think the black really pops the red.
Yeah. I went oversized because I love like a cute little oversized tee and like shorts.
Right.
Summer.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best vibe? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like biker shorts or athletic shorts. I was rocking that all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a crop version for those who like to keep it stylish. All right, keep it fresh. Enough said. We love this heavyweight material. And we also have the full size of this, the fresh, what did I name this one? The Fresh Summer Crop Tee. We also have the full size, the Fresh Summer Tee. This one is in, I think, ivory. But this design in the full tee is the one you guys have been...
top
buying
seller.
A bunch of which Kendall picked that design.
Thank you for the credit on that. This was my pick, my favorite. I just love it.
Yeah, so that's a few of the items
it's
we have.
Juicy.
And I do see your guys's comments that you want more slightly more fitted women's cuts without it being cropped. So noted, we will have more variety on the next drop. That's all we have. Comment down below if I did good in the QVC, and if you think I didn't, don't tell me.
I think you did a great job, honey. Okay, let's get into the scandal.
All right. Did you watch Vanderpump?
No. I did watch the season of Scandal, at least the episodes that mattered. So I saw the whole, like, insanity where... they were like on the tour bus at the reunion. Mm-hmm. He's like coming off, and then
so you saw.
And
the drama.
I know the drama. We've covered it.
We gave Janelle and I did like a little presentation over the whole
yeah they
thing.
They presented it to me. Right. Yeah. So I know enough about him, and I just I've seen his like his DJ work or his it was a DJ or a singer.
It's a he's in a band.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Okay. All right.
He's like
impressed.
A band that like sings other. Actually, no. He makes up. He makes up some of his own songs. Yeah, because he made up his own
artist
song about the other Tom's mom.
The other Tom's mom.
Yeah, because it's like.
Oh, Schwartz's mom has got it going on.
Yeah.
He did
a Fountains of Wayne moment.
I don't know what that is.
Yes. But.
That's the artist that does Stacey's mom.
Yes, he did.
Who knows that off the top of their head?
I do, because I'm a huge fan of Fountains of Wayne and Stacey's mom. It's the only song I know from them, but I love that song.
Stacey's
well,
mom.
Well, I was just wondering if you knew the full gist of him, but it sounds like you know enough.
I know enough.
Those of us who have seen all of VPR know that this is just so unshocking of him. But yeah, let's get into this. So Tom Sandoval is back in the headlines after TMZ just released surveillance footage from an altercation between him and his now ex-girlfriend, Victoria Lee Robinson. Okay. And her dad, J. Will Robinson. So last week on June 25th, Tom was granted a temporary restraining order against both Victoria and her dad. And the restraining order all stems from what Tom says happened during an argument in their Los Angeles home back on June 3rd. Had this come across your timeline at all, or is this the first you're hearing of this?
No, it came to me and I sent it to Sydney and was like, we got to talk about
this.
It is
all over right now.
Not good. I was shocked when I saw the video.
Oh, yeah. Just wait till we get to the video. It's insane. So according to Tom's filing, he and Victoria had just gotten home from a local bar when they got into an argument. Victoria's dad was also living at the house at the time, so that explains why he was there. And Tom says that while they were arguing, he noticed Victoria was recording him on her phone. He claims he confronted her about it, and that's when Will, her dad, got involved. And according to Tom, Will lunged at him, so he ran into one of the guest rooms and barricaded himself inside. Now, one thing Tom does not mention in his filing is that the surveillance footage appears to show him grabbing Victoria during this and pushing Will into the fire pit to try to get away.
Okay, so did I already mention that I didn't have time to look into any of this because I've been dealing with our family stuff?
Yeah.
So I thought this was a random person at a bar. This was his.
Oh,
I did not know this.
This is at their house.
Holy shit.
This
I thought this was
house.
Like public. Like,
no.
Oh, this does make a little more sense with the sliding glass door and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was his girlfriend and
her dad.
Her dad, who apparently lives with them. They all live together. So, I mean, we're going to get into the dad's opinions a little bit here, but I mean, his insight seems to make more sense now that I know that they were all living together.
Mm-hmm.
So then the same day Tom filed her restraining orders, TMZ released surveillance footage from that night, giving us a look at what happened before Tom ran inside. This is absolutely insane. Trigger warning. There is a little bit of violence and it's very heated, so
yeah,
let's check it out.
Yeah, to give you a real heads up in case this would bother you, he does push him into a lit fire pit, although he got out of there quick, so he's okay,
but he had injuries.
Yeah, he did have injuries.
That is not what I said. I just straight up said that. Are you kidding me?
Are you recording me right now?
Okay, so also...
And then Tom, like, slams the door, too. It's kind of cut off at the end, but yeah.
Okay, also, I just rewatched and I just noticed he didn't push him running away from him. He, like, the dad pulled Tom off of her and then was, like, looking at the daughter. And then Tom came up and pushed him. He wasn't, actively coming at Tom when he pushed him.
No, he doesn't look to be in defense.
What I took from it was that he was trying to grab Victoria. And then as the dad was trying to pull him off, Tom was, turn on. And then the dad fell into the
play it again. You'll see there he had already pulled him off by the time that Tom comes over and pushes him.
Oh.
It definitely was not an accident. It definitely was not.
Yeah.
To me.
I don't know if he intentionally meant for him to fall into the fire pit, but he definitely pushed him. And who knows? Maybe he did intend that. See that? He pulls him off.
And then he goes to check on the daughter. And then he comes out behind him and pushes him. That was so unnecessary. That does not appear defenseful in my face.
Thankfully, he was in your face. Yeah.
face.
Thankfully, he was able to get out of the fire pit quickly.
And thankfully, it was just one of those small little gas ones and not a big.
Ooh. Where his clothes could have caught fire and everything. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, according to Tom, things did not stop there. And he describes what he says happened after he barricaded himself inside the guest bedroom. So, a direct quote from Tom's filing. While I was barricaded inside the spare room, Mr. Robinson followed me, threatened me, and punched a large hole approximately 12 by 12 inches in the spare bedroom door where I had taken shelter. He then put his face in the door and smiled, telling me he will fuck me up, destroy me, and called me a motherfucker. My God, that's what's that movie? The Shining. It's here's Johnny.
Oh, yes.
He's describing it very movie-like.
Yes, yes.
So Tom said after that, Victoria came into the room and hit him in the face multiple times with enough force to blur his vision and leave him with lingering pain. So here's a picture of his injuries. He's got a bruise above his eyebrow and a cut on his neck.
There's some more too. They're a little bit graphic.
There's a picture of the hole in the door, which is pretty intense.
Yeah. Jesus.
So Victoria ended up actually getting arrested at the scene on a charge of intimate partner battery with physical violence and was later released on bond. And a few weeks later, when Tom filed for the restraining orders, he also included additional allegations about their relationship. How long has he been dating her? This is a few years, right?
Yeah, I think they have been together.
Because they're living together and stuff. Not that that's fully relevant. I'm just curious. So in his complaint, he says, Victoria and her father continue to reside in our rental home, which I am presently paying for. Meanwhile, I have been completely displaced from my home. I am bringing this request because I cannot tolerate Victoria's abuse any longer.
It looks like they were dating for about roughly 2.5 years.
2.5.
Yep.
So Tom also claims this wasn't the first incident. He alleges that throughout their relationship, Victoria punched him in the face, struck his neck, threw a full Gatorade bottle at him, and verbally assaulted him. He also claimed that she called me a fucking loser, told me I can get so much better, and that the only reason people like you is because of me, alleging that Victoria would frequently call him an idiot and a moron. So I think he's insinuating probably emotional abuse there.
And verbal, yeah.
So Tom also alleges Victoria secretly took his phone, changed his social media passwords, tracked him with an AirTag, spread false information about him online, and deleted evidence of her alleged abuse from his phone.
And keep in mind, all of this is
alleged
from Tom, too.
Yeah.
So her dad has a very different story, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Listen, people, I know you know. I know we have experienced it. I know the majority of our audience are women. And are you tired of paying the pink tax? I know I am. It's ridiculous. Nearly double the money on so many products just because they're products for women. You deserve quality without paying a ridiculous price. And that's why I love today's sponsor, Flamingo. So many razors out there that are marketed towards women just feel so flimsy and they're so easy to cut yourself. Oh my gosh, how many times I have like nicked my ankles and my knees. Ugh. But the Flamingo razor doesn't feel anything like that. It feels so much more sturdy, so much more thoughtfully designed. And I've never had an issue with nicking myself when I was shaving. It's such a closer shave. I feel like I actually don't miss anything, that I'm not, you know, getting out of the shower and then immediately feeling like the hair just grew back because it wasn't fully getting it. And my skin feels smooth for days after shaving. And there's nothing better than your skin feeling smooth, especially I love getting into bed in between the sheets, feeling like a dolphin. Now, I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Harry's razors, and the women who helped build Harry's razors found themselves rolling their eyes when other companies were just shrinking men's razors and making them pink. So they decided to shake things up. That's how Flamingo was born, to give women shaving solutions made with their bodies in mind, and no pink tax pricing, no mediocre design, no irritation. High-performance self-care tools that actually look and feel good in a woman's hands. And their starter set has everything you could need, whether it's time for an everything shower, you know what I mean by that, or if you just need to shape up your brow line. They have a facial dermaplane razor, which is fantastic. I have used it to fully, I mean, I guess it's not technically dermaplaning, but to shave my face. But that helps get rid of peach fuzz. It exfoliates the skin, making skincare and makeup application so much easier. And you don't have the risk of, you know, cutting yourself if you are using an actual scalpel. Their original razor has 5 sharp blades, 360-degree comfort system to help protect the skin from irritation, a flexible hinge to hug every curve, and a weighted ergonomic handle made with up to 35% recycled plastic, which is great. And also their foaming shave gel, excellent stuff, you guys. It's designed to add that pillowy cushion between your skin and a razor, giving you that I can't stop touching my legs smooth shave. And it also comes with a shower holder to keep your razor within reach. And let's talk about the price. The whole kit is just $7. And shipping? Free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. You're not paying more just because the razor is pink. You're getting premium performance, thoughtful design, and a fair price. And we love to see it, folks. And if you don't love your shave, Flamingo offers a 100% money-back guarantee, so no risk. For a limited time, our listeners can get the Flamingo starter set for only $7 at shopflamingo.com/sesh. This set includes the Flamingo original razor, 1 5-blade cartridge, a 1-ounce foaming shave gel, and a shower holder. Guys, all of that for $7. It's just absurd. Just head to shopflamingo.com/sesh to claim this offer. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Victoria's dad disputed his version of events, saying the DA did not file the case for a reason. I lifted Tom off of my daughter because he was overpowering and twisting her arm and taking her phone aggressively after yelling at us in a very aggressive and threatening manner. Which, I mean, that is what the video appears to show. Yeah. We, of course, don't have footage of what happened inside the house. We have pictures of the door and stuff, but
it seems like two-way abuse, though. I mean, everyone involved.
Yeah, it's definitely a not a good situation going on here.
No, extremely toxic situation.
And that's when Will claims Tom then shoved him into the fire pit, causing injuries that required medical treatment and additional care. He says he was the one who actually called the police because he feared for both his and his daughter's safety. He also alleges that the house is his daughter's and that he and his daughter just want Tom as far away from them as possible. All this drama continued this past weekend after Tom and Victoria were both seen at Tom's house on Saturday morning while she was moving her stuff out. With Tom signing some sort of legal document outside, cops are at the scene, seemingly overseeing a smooth transition. And while Tom was moving a few things out of the house, including a guitar, an amplifier, Victoria chimed in, and it's all on video. Let's watch. So it's not 100% clear why Tom is moving things out, since he's still in the house. And it seems that Victoria and the, dad are moving out. But things did not end there because the police were called back to Tom's house just hours later. So according to police, LAPD officers returned to Tom's house around 5:30 p.m. on Saturday after Victoria tried to go back, telling cops she had a friend there to pick up more of her belongings, but Tom would not let them. The officers showed up simply to keep the peace. Nobody was arrested. And Tom's court hearing for the temporary restraining order is scheduled for July 16th. It's rough. I mean, we can't weigh in on anything, but...
Right.
Well, because...
there's not enough known.
Yeah. I mean, at the court, that hearing, like, that's when, obviously, Victoria and her dad, not sure how that works. If one's two people, they probably have their own evidence and things to share.
Yeah. It's going to be a process for sure. So
overall, sounds like a horrible situation, though.
Yeah. And supposedly
that will shake out in court.
Yeah. Supposedly, Tom had believed Victoria was planning to come back to the house, but sources close to Victoria tell us that that's not the case, insisting she intended to send a mover named Miguel instead. Miguel claims he called Victoria on speakerphone because she had planned to meet him at the house. Remember, they're going to pick up more of her things. So according to Miguel, Tom overheard Victoria telling him that she was on her way. And Miguel claims Tom became visibly distressed after hearing that and called 911 because he was afraid they were going to come into his house and they were going to get arrested. So as of now, Tom's temporary restraining orders against Victoria and Will have been granted and the judge ordered them to vacate the rental home. However, Will also filed his own restraining order against Tom after the fire pit video surfaced, and that request was denied for now. The judge said the court needed more information at a formal hearing before deciding whether to issue an order against Tom. So, like we said, we'll have to just like keep an eye on it, but it seems like a bad, bad situation overall.
Yeah, definitely. Scary to watch stuff like that, and so triggering for so many people just to see it.
Especially, I mean, it was after a night of drinking, so I can only imagine. And Tom is very theatrical, so you can see the way he argues is, which we've seen that a million times before. He gets very eccentric. Is that the word?
Probably not. I don't know what the right word would be, but
probably
not eccentric.
I don't think I know what that word
is. I think eccentric is like fun and.
Oh. No.
Like lively.
And like loud.
Loud.
And I mean, he is lively and loud. All right. All right. Okay. I don't know. I don't
but
know.
Like, not in a good way. Eccentric is like a good thing, I think.
Eccentric, parentheses, negative connotation.
Again, my brain isn't really working today. So you could be right. Who knows? Let us know in the comments if you think our verbiage was right.
Let me know if you agree with eccentric or not. Negative connotation.
Okay, we've got to jump into our next story because this story makes me so happy. I am so excited to hear more about it. I kind of know the overall gist of it. I wanted more time to familiarize myself, but we just need to have this lighthearted story that Sydney found. You guys have got to hear this if you have not heard about it. Okay, guys, so there is this sheep farmer in Germany. His name is Michael Stuka, and he created a nonprofit called Rainbow Wool back in 2023, and it's the coolest thing. This nonprofit is dedicated to rescuing gay sheep after he learned that many of them were being sent to be slaughtered simply because they refused to mate with female sheep. And I'm sure this is news to a lot of people that there are a lot of gay sheep.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. For the record, I'm not laughing.
It's just the way I said that.
I'm laughing at the fact that, like, yeah, this it would surprise a lot of people that there's gay sheep.
Like, a lot of them.
Like, not just like a one-off. Like,
it's like 8% of the sheep, right? 8%.
Yeah, it's in here.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we know that there is plenty of gay animals.
Yes. Yeah. It happens a lot in nature. Obviously.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes,
we know that. But
yeah, there's so many documented cases.
The fact that it's a well-known thing in the sheep community is mind-blowing.
Yes. It's a sheep thing. And so thank God for Michael. He's saving these sheep. So Michael has been raising sheep since 1995. And he said it all started when his friend Nadia Lates had asked him what happened to the sheep that wouldn't breed. And he explained that because male sheep that won't mate with a female sheep isn't considered profitable, of course, that they get sent straight to slaughter, which is so fucked up. I had no idea that this was happening, but it makes sense, right? And like I said, researchers estimate that about 8% of male sheep exhibit exclusively homosexual behavior. And Nadia, who's originally from Russia, where it's still illegal to be gay, let's not forget that. I mean, so many places in the world still are. It's just absolutely shocking. But she said that she was horrified when she learned this. And she was the one who suggested created a sanctuary specifically for these sheep. And Michael said that the idea quickly turned into a passion project for him. Also, Nadia and his husband, Johan. So the three of them teamed up and they created, in 2023, Rainbow Wool.
I'm obsessed with this.
I couldn't be more obsessed with this. It's amazing. So Michael said when they first started, they got a lot of really polarizing feedback and some people were saying they were crazy. But gradually, people understood that we are honest about this. We're not faking anything because every animal that comes to my farm needs to do a test. They actually test to make sure that the sheep they are rescuing are actually homosexual. So they place the male sheep that they believe are gay in an enclosed area with a female sheep during breeding season. And if the male sheep still refuses to mate, Michael says that's a clear indication he ain't interested.
If you don't want to fuck my beautiful lady sheep, you are gay.
That's exactly right. So then we put them into our herd and then a lot of action happens, if you know what I mean,
he says.
And it's happening really within minutes. Isn't that wild? They're like, oh, I'm finally away from the female sheep and
they're
now I'm where
free.
I need to be. And they're free. Yeah.
I love it.
So from there, Michael and Johan just kept growing the sanctuary one sheep at a time. And then in 2025, the nonprofit got a lot of international attention when Grindr reached out to collaborate. Great collaboration,
right?
So Michael admitted that he had never actually heard of the dating app before this. So before agreeing to the partnership, he made a profile and started talking with people in his friend zone to get a better understanding of what Grindr was all about. And he said, I just started to understand the power of the platform and, you know, the power that it holds, how it connects the gay people all over the world, and how it also connects the gay people all over the world in the countries where it's illegal to be gay. He said it also helped him realize how much awareness we could do together, him and Grindr. So the partnership actually ended up leading to a fashion show in New York City in November of 2025, featuring 37 one-of-a-kind knitwear pieces made from, you guessed it, yarn spun from wool by the sheep on Michael's farm from the gay sheep. And the collection was called I Wool Survive.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that so sweet?
Ugh.
And it was designed by Michael Schmidt, who has worked with celebrities like Madonna, Cher, and Hailey Bieber. And yeah, here's a picture. I Wool Survive collection. Eat at Joe's Pizza. Look at that. Oh, so good. So good.
Wow.
So each look represented a different archetype, including a sailor, a pool boy, a pizza delivery guy, a plumber, and even a leather daddy.
Ooh.
What's a leather daddy?
I think it's specifically a gay archetype. Have we Googled that?
Ian says to look
up course,
Tom of Finland.
Of course Ian knows. Ian knows all things.
Ian knows
There's
everything.
Nothing in this world Ian doesn't know.
That's why you're not allowed to play Jeopardy with us.
Yeah, we explained it in the intro.
Here's a leather daddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm following now. Okay. So Schmidt said that he really wanted to lean into the gay culture because he viewed the collection as more than just clothing. To him, it was an art project that showed homosexuality isn't just a part of the human experience, but it exists naturally in the animal world, and it certainly does. Before designing the collection, Schmidt traveled to Germany to visit the farm and meet the sheep himself. He described this as a beautiful, peaceful countryside where the sheep were just living their happy lives, and said seeing it in person was really touching. Look how cute these sheepies are.
Amazing.
Man, I just love a sheeper.
I want to visit.
We've got neighbor sheeps.
Yeah.
Where our offices. We have neighbors. We
there's
right?
there's some that Cindy and I saw on a walk the other day that they like butchered their like haircut and they looked so scared.
Yeah,
oh,
they scared
me.
Someone messed up their haircut.
When I drove past them the other morning, they were looking fine. So
no, it's not those
recent
ones.
Oh, it's a different set of sheep.
It's in a different part of the neighborhood.
Okay.
Anyways, okay. Yeah. I want to visit.
I know. We have so many animals to become friends with still in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he wanted to do a collection that would not be forgotten the next day, all while using designs to highlight larger issues facing the LGBTQ plus community. And at the same time, he wanted the pieces to be sexy, to be practical, and unusual, and arresting to the viewer.
That is so creative. And what an amazing way to, like, highlight, you know, and advocate for the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
It's so creative.
It's so awesome. So the CEO of Grindr, his name is George Arison. He shared his thoughts on the whole thing. And at first, he didn't really know what to expect from the fashion show. He said, "It makes sense to me that there are gays everywhere. Like, that's just normal. But I had never thought about gay sheep as a topic until maybe a week before the fashion show itself." He also said that this project became a unique way to start conversations about LGBTQ rights, adding, like, "Look at these guys. They're so sexy." But then, like, "Hey, it forces me to confront the fact that in 64 countries around the world, it's still illegal to be gay," which sometimes it's easy to forget just how broad it still is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just shocking. 64 fucking countries. It's always important to keep that in the back of your mind. The runway show also brought a lot of attention to rainbow wool, but not all of it was positive, of course, in the world that we fucking live in.
Right.
Absolutely, there have to be people to be...
How could you hate the gay
freaks?
Sheep?
Because people are just fucking miserable. They said they've received a ton of online threats. So they actually move the sheep from field to field and don't publicly share where they're located to keep them safe. Thank God.
Oh God.
People would actually come and hurt these sheep, dude. Of course they would.
Just
psycho.
Sheep just living peacefully.
I know. Some people have criticized rainbow wool, saying that calling the sheep gay oversimplifies animal behavior and assigns human identities to animals. Shut the fuck up. God, get a grip if that is something that is actually bothering you. What a non-issue.
You're right.
Michael said that he understands the perspective and isn't trying to say sheep and human are the same. Fucking duh. Obviously, he's not trying to say that. For him, the sheep are a metaphor. He says, growing up in a very conservative family, there were times there wasn't easy for him to accept who he was. So now he hopes by rescuing animals treated differently because of how they naturally behave, not just treated differently, but slaughtered,
right.
It sends a message that differences shouldn't be punished. Now, unfortunately, Michael himself wasn't able to attend the runway show. His husband, Johan, had been diagnosed with cancer back in 2021, and sadly, he did pass away just recently on January 4th, 2026. Nadia said that Johan was the heart of this project and that before he died, he made it clear that rainbow wool had to continue because of the positive message that it was spreading at a time where anti-gay narratives are rising around the world. And sadly, that is the case. Today, rainbow wool remains a nonprofit with all its profits going to LSVD Plus, which is Germany's largest non-governmental organization advocating for LGBTQ plus people. Michael also said that through Rainbow Wool's partnership with Grindr, they've been able to help nearly 2,000 people relocate safely from countries where it is illegal to be gay. So their work far extends just the sheep. You know,
yeah.
They're doing really some incredible work. The funds for these locations come from a combination of the fashion e-commerce sales, corporate sponsorships, and philanthropic donations generated by the partnership between Rainbow Wool and Grindr. Looking back on everything, Schmidt says, "It's remarkable, too, that all of this is because of one man's actions around the world, halfway across the globe, and you see how it has touched so many people. It just shows you that we may not realize it, but oftentimes we have the ability to make a difference if we just stand up and stand out and shine a light on a practice or whatever it may be that needs to be thought through and people need to be aware of." He added, "At the end of the day, the only thing I was really concerned with was arguing this ridiculous notion that homosexuality is a choice. I mean, I can't believe that even needs to be an argument today. Good God. That's what this whole thing speaks to, because if it exists in the animal kingdom in a tangible, viewable, documentable, scientific ways, then the argument that homosexuality is a choice is no longer valid. Sheep don't choose to be gay or straight. They simply are, just like humans."
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about Rainbow Wool or support their work, you can check out their website, you guys. They also have a sponsorship program where you can sponsor one of the sanctuary's gay rams. They also have gay rams.
Yeah. Well, yeah, rams.
Rams are the male sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I was shocked to learn
that. And it's sponsor
sheep. I actually didn't know that. I did know that, but I forgot that. Yes.
But so their program is called Sponsor Sheep.
Sponsor Sheep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sponsor sheep. Sponsorship. Sponsor sheep. Did you get that?
You get a sponsor sheep. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that. I just now.
No, that's fucking excellent. I think we should adopt one.
Should we sponsor sheep?
I think we should sponsor sheep today. Like, let's get it
going. Sponsor sheep today.
We need a sesh sheep.
Here.
Do we get to name the sheep?
Or you just get to pick one of them?
Oh.
Franz.
Oh, my God. Tom, can you overlay these beautiful rams?
Okay, you guys.
Flotchy botchy.
Are there only three options?
No, we've got more.
No, oh, we can't
what's
run
the first one? Cowboy Joey? Can we get Cowboy Joey?
No, we didn't. Hold on.
Okay,
hold on. There's
okay.
Options.
Friedel Line? Yeah, Bonch.
Is that a beard or is it an optical illusion? Because if it's a beard, I want that one.
Oh, it's not a beard.
Oh, optical illusion. Oh, look at that handsome man. Horny.
Horny,
super gay and super horny.
I need computer. Horny.
Gene, I want horny.
Oh my God, I think we need horny. What other options? Let's go quick.
Idafix,
Madonna,
oh, Carl's
Carl,
cutie pie.
Carl's cute.
Oh my God, look at Max.
Marvin Gaye.
That's perfect.
Marvin Gaye is
Did you
also
see Max?
Awesome.
Look at that little smile,
Max. Oh, I love him. Okay, how are we gonna pick?
Oh my God, we should overlay and have the Seshies comment their choice.
Piccolo. Okay, yeah, you guys, let's yeah, we'll just see who gets the most comments, and we'll do a sponsorship next week.
Yeah,
we'll pick it, and
we'll do a sponsorship.
Yeah. Tell us what we should get. We should get Wooly Petri. I'm
Wooly Wonka.
Wooly Wonka. I'm still kind of going for just horny.
I love horny.
I want horny.
Horny or Smiley Max. I added the smiley because I like to smile. What a great way to wrap up Pride Month.
Yeah.
We thought this was like a nice lighthearted shout out to wrap up because today we're recording. It's the 29th. So when this goes up, it'll officially be the 1st of July. So,
but this is a reminder that Pride never stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Ian is here and it is time for America Jeopardy.
We'll be back
and we will have outfits. So get ready.
Can we intro singing the Star Spangled Banner? Just a few notes of it.
Sure.
All right. You ready? Am I leading?
Apple pies. Do you know that one?
What are you saying?
Wait, have you guys ever heard that song? That's America. Okay, type in That's America. I think that's how we should start this off. I think it's copyright free.
So is the Star Spangled Banner.
But this is better, trust me.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Uncle Sam.
Tell your friends. Now everybody report to the dance floor.
Look at my dog. He's so worried about us. Bernie's judging. We look a little Santa-ish, but don't worry, guys. It's good old Uncle Sam squared.
That was the inspiration was Uncle Sam. I'm glad I got the long beard. Although, with a lip gloss, this is quite uncomfortable.
It's a little sticky, I'm not going to lie. Anyways.
Remember in White Chicks, but he's like...
Yeah. Right.
All right. And who do we have over here?
Miss Lady Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm Kid Rock.
Of course.
That's what I
obviously
am.
It ain't 4th of July without the Rock Kid.
Uh-huh. I wish I had a Budweiser. That would be nice.
Oh,
right now.
That yeah. He would like a Budweiser.
Cold
oh,
as
wait,
the Rock.
No, he wouldn't like a Budweiser.
Exactly. I'm tarnishing.
He's anti-Bud.
Uh-huh, and fuck him.
No, I forgot. Or aren't they back to Budweiser now? Remember that?
Oh,
now
did
it's
they?
Back?
I can't.
It's impossible to keep up with them.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Right,
okay.
Guys.
Well, I do have to get over to Janelle's house pretty soon and check on her. So we are going to bust through this Jeopardy, but I'm excited.
It's speed Jeopardy.
And like I was saying earlier, Ian is the king of trivia. The man knows everything. He knows the trivia ways. So he is here to guide us through.
Now, I just want to say I won last week with my crew. So oh. Just,
you won?
I won last week. I didn't tell you guys last
time. Okay. How many you going to win tomorrow or what?
Oh, we're definitely going tomorrow.
One time for America? All right.
Wait, did trivia night change last year? I feel like it was always on Wednesdays.
No, it's Tuesdays.
I just always fill you in on Wednesdays because I'm like, okay, here's the questions that fucked me up, that got me pissed off.
Wait, but you just said you won last night. Oh, you said last week.
Last week.
Oh, okay, yeah. So trivia Tuesdays. Duh.
No, it's okay. We're not in a rush, Kendall.
How many wins you got?
Honestly, innumerable. We are very good. Third in the state right now.
The limit does not exist.
He's serious. Third
against
in the state.
Against who? Who's keeping track of this?
Challenge Entertainment.
Wow. Shouts out.
I really want to go one night.
You should. You'd be welcome. You'd be welcome with opened arms with Max's mom and sister.
Should we go like this?
I want to go. I want to go. What?
Like that?
Should we go like this? Dress like that. Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We just show up like this.
Can we go? Can we be a team and show up like this?
Yeah. I mean, I think people would know you were in a team if you both showed up dressed like that.
Right. Oh, I don't have to specify that?
That would be crazy.
Imagine us doing a team.
Well, let's see how this is going to go.
Okay, who's going to win?
Who's first?
All right. Can you guys read us the categories and explain the quick rules of Jeopardy?
Yes. Oh, do
you
want
me? No, you. Oh,
okay. Okay, okay. So, as you can see, we've got the different categories up top with the point values going down. I almost said $100 question, but 100 point questions. Those are obviously going to be the easiest questions, descending to 500 point questions. Almost said dollars again. Those are going to be the most difficult per category. Now, there's only one question per point value. So you kind of got to be strategic here. If you know your president's pretty well, you might want to hit that 500 first.
Good strategy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what are the categories we've got?
We've got presidents, laws, and legislature. Mm-hmm. Ooh, fuck this up. Uh-huh. Millennia 2000s, and only in America.
Mm. Now, I really wanted to have a category called Founding Father Scandals. However, Sydney looked into the Founding Father Scandals. Turns out they're quite boring.
Did you know that James Madison used to swim nude in the Potomac every morning?
Well, you know
you
what?
Better
that's
hope
really
that's not
scandal.
One of the questions.
That's just kind of fucking awesome.
And he may have even been our first homosexual president.
So we love him.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm sure he also did bad stuff. But yes.
Okay, oh, of course he did bad stuff. They all did bad stuff. Because every president has done bad stuff is the reality. Mm-hmm. Is the reality. Okay. Now, Sydney, you're a big Jeopardy fan.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Or Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy?
No, I do love Jeopardy.
Okay, so
Jeopardy Beppardy.
How is the first person normally determined? How do you get, like, who gets to go first? How does that?
That's a really good question. Do you know?
I don't know that. I feel like they just kind of.
You know what? It's your show. Uncle Sam.
Okay. I will. Right.
You go. You
I
go
want
first, Uncle.
You.
Unk.
You.
I want That's you what I to want go you. First, Unk.
I'm saying you. You first. You're the youngest. Youngest goes first.
All right,
That's
now.
How it works in my house with games.
All right, now. I want, who fucked this up? And I'm going to start nice and middle. I want to go 300.
Okay. Who fucked this up for 300? In 2020, Rudy Giuliani announced a press conference at Philadelphia's Four Seasons. Where did it actually take place? A, Four Seasons Total Landscaping. B, Four Seasons Expert Roofing.
Oh, I remember
or C,
this.
Four Seasons of Life Crematorium.
This is such a good one.
Oh my God. You know this one?
Oh yeah. Do I have the opportunity to steal if
steal.
She doesn't? Okay.
You can steal.
All right.
Oh shit. Okay. Give me.
You got to say, does she got to say what is?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta say what is or who is or where is.
Where is Four Seasons of Life Crematorium?
Kendall, would you
like
to steal?
Oh, I remember this too, but I don't remember what
it
was.
I would like to steal. She didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Okay, good.
No. It was the Total Landscaping.
Total Landscaping.
In the parking lot.
That
is fantastic.
That is correct. And Kendall gets 300 points.
I didn't realize you could steal. All right. I need to do better.
It's okay. That's number one. You went hard. 300.
I was feeling lucky and I wasn't going to let.
That was one of the greatest moments of the last 10 years.
Was that
also
excellent. When his hair started melting?
Yes. That's when the hair dry was dripping down his head.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rudy. Okay, I will take presidents for 400, please.
Presidents for 400. Which president had a pet raccoon named Rebecca?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. This did it live in the White House?
We have A, William Howard Taft, B, Calvin Coolidge, or C, Abraham Lincoln.
Who would have a fucking pet raccoon? Do you know this one, Ian?
I did not. I had to reveal it.
Okay, I'm going to guess, just because his name has the word cool in it, and having a raccoon is cool.
I'm gonna go that logic.
Calvin Coolidge, B. Who is Calvin Coolidge?
Oh, I hate you for that.
Yes, I love his Rebecca the raccoon. What an icon.
How many points was that?
That was 400 points.
Damn. All right, I need to up it.
So if we're going by Jeopardy rules, it's still Kendall's turn. She goes until she gets
No! Out. All right, go.
That is how it goes.
Damn it.
Okay, I will go Only in America for 300.
Zoop. I'm scared.
Which U.S. state is home to a town named Intercourse? A, Ohio, B, Pennsylvania, or C, Kentucky?
Wow, never heard of that. Town called Intercourse. I am going to guess Kentucky, baby.
Kentucky.
That is wrong.
Damn it.
Oh, you revealed.
Did you see the answer?
No.
I won't lie. I did see the answer. And it's okay because I was going to guess Ohio because Intercourse, Ohio sounds like it has a ring to it.
We love an honest Sam.
Honest Abe.
You're honest Abe.
Fun fact about me, I've always had an obsession with Abraham Lincoln. My 20th birthday party was a surprise party that was Abraham Lincoln themed.
Shut up. I didn't know that about you. That's a wonderful thing.
That is a real fact.
I will be throwing you an Abraham Lincoln party at one point.
Honest Abe over here.
How about we all dress up as Abe
That's
for a birthday party?
We had top hats. We had Abraham Lincoln cookies.
That's amazing. I think we should go out, though. Like, party bus, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay. We found a hat like that on St. Patrick's Day, and I would be down to do that the whole time.
I like what you're doing with your stash.
Yeah, it was. I swallowed a piece of hair, and I had to.
When people hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 a month, they immediately think, well, really? What's the catch? Well, we can tell you from firsthand experience that there is no catch. It's just an amazing deal. There are no gimmicks, no gotchas, just great coverage at an amazing price. We're talking unlimited talk. We're talking unlimited text. We're talking unlimited data, because we all know we be using the data these days. Fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network, and also access to an award-winning care team. So I guess that really just makes Mint Mobile a catch. Now, we use Mint Mobile here at our office for our Higher Hope phone specifically, and luckily I have Haley here to tell you about what her experience with Mint Mobile has been like.
Yeah, we have Mint Mobile for the Higher Hope phone, and when I'm speaking with grantees, I need our service to be reliable. I need the phone calls to be clear. I can't have anything dropping. And I've had the best experience with Mint Mobile. I can always count on them.
Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless for $15 a month. You can even bring your current phone and your number. No one wants to change numbers, right? Such a pain. You can choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy. Sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/sesh. That's mintmobile.com/sesh. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/sesh. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, can it come to me now?
Yes, it can. I also forgot, every time you get one wrong, you actually lose those points. Do we want to do that?
No, that's
too advanced for us.
Yeah, that's too much for us.
Way too much. All right. I need to go hard in the paint. I feel pretty confident about Only in America. Give me 500.
$500.
I need to catch up.
Which U.S. state hosts the annual World Championship Testicle Festival, where bull testicles, also known as Rocky Mountain oysters, are served? Is it A, Wyoming, B, Montana, or C, Texas?
Okay, so it's definitely either A or B. I would have guessed Colorado, but Rocky Mountain.
Right.
Who else has Rocky Mountain? I'm going to go A, Wyoming. Give me who, where,
I think that's the best guess. That's what I would have gone with. Where is Wyoming?
Would you like to steal, Kendall?
Oh my God.
Kendall, I would like to
Kendall,
steal.
I'm going
to
beat you. There's only one other that makes sense. Ugh. Go to prison.
I'm going to go Montana.
Yeah, I bet you are.
That is correct.
Trail! The Testicle Festival. I will be attending that one day. That is excellent.
You would love a good testicle festival.
I certainly would love a testicle festival.
Oh my God. Out dick appointments in testicle festival.
Yeah. That's what they're called from now on. Testicle festival. I got a testicle festival
testicle
tonight.
Festival in my house at 5 p.m.
Okay. Do I get a go or
it's
no?
It's back to you. It's back to you.
Oh my
you got
God.
It right.
Haley.
I expect you to whoop my ass like this. Damn. Give me a second to breathe.
Okay. I'm going to go with who fucked this up for 200.
200. He's the only U.S. president to resign from office. And there's no multiple choice here. You should know it.
Nixon.
That is correct.
Damn, I was going to say Reagan. I don't.
Honey, I think you were a little confused about. I think you were confusing Nixon and Reagan last week when we were talking, or at some point.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, a little. Because you were like,
oopsies.
He was like so bad. And like, yes, but like, I think you were thinking Nixon.
I was going to say that last week, but,
okay.
You know, that's very on brand for me.
Yep.
This is, confidently
you know about Watergate?
I know about Watergate. Yeah.
So he's
was,
Watergate.
I thought Reagan was Watergate.
No, see, yeah, you thought Reagan was Nixon. I know, the way that you were going hard on Reagan
I could tell
last
you
week,
were confused because the way you were looking at me, I can tell when you were disagreeing with me, you won't say it, but you'll give me a look.
But I didn't disagree with you.
Because you're trying
I just
to understand
like,
what
the
I'm
level
saying.
Of badness you were giving it, I was like, you're thinking of Nixon.
Oh, but you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I have one yet?
Is it my turn again?
It's your turn again.
Can I just give it to Haley?
You can give it to Haley.
Please, let me catch up.
Right,
let me get up for air real quick. All right.
Okay.
Let me be less confident. I'm going to go.
I mean, you've got a big point deficit. You might want to go for the higher.
Go hard. All right. All right. Give me a millennia 2000s 500 points.
Booyah. After delivering a campaign speech to a nearly silent crowd in 2016, which presidential candidate awkwardly told the audience, please clap? Was it A, Chris Christie, B, Jeb Bush, or C, John Kasich? That's a name.
Oh my God, I haven't heard John Kasich in so long.
That's crazy.
All right. The only name that is somewhat familiar to me right now is B, Jeb Bush.
Wait, you don't know Chris Christie?
The meatball?
Oh my God, the story. Dude,
is
the lore on Chris Christie.
You got it right, though, Haley.
Hey! Of course, because only a Bush could ask the crowd to clap.
Hilarious.
Jeb.
Hilarious.
Jeb. My name's Jeb.
My name's Jeb. All right.
Good job, Haley. We'd love to see it. We'd love to see it. Pick another one, sweetheart.
Thank you very much. All right. all right. I feel like one of us needs to do it. I'm gonna
How come you still look cute, by the way? Because you have your hair out. I, like, tucked my hair behind me.
Yeah, you're giving... garden gnome a little.
That's not helping me my hair straight. I'm just gonna go back to what I was doing.
It's like curling under my lip.
Haley looks good with all a fucking hat and a beard. This is so unfair.
Oh, I've always said I'd be a hot man.
I agree.
Okay. Laws and legislator 200.
Legislature.
Shut the hell up.
Wait, if you spell
No, you got it. Yeah, you got it right. Which one did you do? 200?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
Yeah, like, you did 200.
Okay. Which state legislature passed a resolution officially recognizing barbecue as the state's official picnic cuisine?
Was it picnic cuisine specifically?
A, North Carolina, B, South Carolina, or C, Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
This is tough.
It is tough.
Who does a lot of picnics?
Not even that.
I was known for the picnics. I would like to, you know what? I feel like people in Missouri might be bored enough to be picnic cuisining. I'm going to go C.
Kendall, would you like to steal?
Right. Yes, I'm going to have to go with South Carolina.
That is correct.
What is wrong with you?
No, because it's not about the picnicking, honey. It's about who likes the barbecue the most. And South Carolina, that's where Josh always likes. Josh and Danny tortured me the last time our family went down there with this place called Hot Guts. Or this place that serves hot guts. And it made me so upset. I was like, I don't know why. I was so nauseous that week. And they kept trying to make me throw up. And they'd always be like, Kendall, hot guts. Disgusting. That's so I'll never forget it.
Well, that's not fair. You had a game time advantage because I've never been to any of these states.
I've gone to South Carolina at least 10 times.
That's the secret with trivia is you have to Slumdog Millionaire the questions.
Yeah.
I don't even get that reference. But
you've never seen Slumdog Millionaire?
No.
Oh, girl, you're so young.
All right, I'm sick of the mustache.
That's a great movie.
I'm going straight beard.
Great
Gandalf
movie.
Style. Does Gandalf have a mustache?
He has a mustache. Right.
No, you have to keep the mustache on. That's part of the rules.
Fine.
Get it back.
Kendall, you can. It's your turn.
Okay, I will do Only in America for 400.
Which U.S. city is home to the original London Bridge after it was purchased from England and rebuilt stone by stone? Is it A, Lake Havasu City, B, Las Vegas, or C, Orlando?
Wow.
I remember learning this at one point, and I didn't think it was any of those cities.
I'm going to go with A, Lake Havasu.
That is correct.
Yeah, for the record, I would have guessed that, too.
You know why I guessed that? Because Sydney knows all about Lake Havasu, and that sounds like a question she would have picked.
Yes.
Cheater!
All right, Kendall, it's still you picking questions unless you want to hand it over to Haley.
Oh, my God. Hand it over. I'm
I'll
sick
hand
of
it
you.
Over.
I'm so sick.
It.
You're going to clear this board. All right. Next, I'm going. Who fucked this up? 400.
Which vice president accidentally shot his hunting companion during a 2006 quail hunt?
Nice.
Was
Come
it
on,
A, Al Gore, B, Dick Cheney, or C, Dan Quayle? Look at the year.
That's not going to help.
As if that means anything to me. Okay. All right. That sounds like something a dick would do. I'm going B.
That is correct.
No! You've never heard about this, though? You didn't know about Dick Cheney shooting his fucking friend in the face?
I don't even know who
he shot him in the face.
I don't even know who Dick Cheney is.
Haley!
Keep it real with you.
George Bush is vice president.
Was I alive during George Bush's?
Yes, you were alive.
2006.
Is this Watch That Drive?
No, that's George
that
Bush.
That is George
no,
Bush.
No, but I'm saying that was during my time.
Yes. Okay. I subbed that in.
It's that Watch This Drive.
I forget which one is which.
Tom, insert a clip of Watch This Drive.
Not Watch This Drive.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive. All right.
That's the best.
So good.
We will defeat
right.
terrorism.
Oh my God. You know what? I think I'm on a roll with this.
That was good. I like that you went with that's a dick move.
You like that?
That's great.
You like
that's
that?
Great. I'm proud of you.
All right. I'm sticking on this roll. Who fucked this up? 500.
Okay. In 1976, which president claimed there is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe during a presidential debate, a statement widely viewed as one of the biggest debate blunders in U.S. history? Was it A, Gerald Ford, B, Jimmy Carter, or C, Ronald Reagan?
All right, so I'm going to use 76 as a context clue here.
Good.
That's
and
good.
I'm going to go with... I forget which one was around during that time. I'm going to go with, you know, my homeboy, C, Ronald Reagan.
That is incorrect.
So he did a lot wrong, but not that one?
He didn't do that one
Damn
wrong.
It. All right.
Kendall, would
take
you
it
like
away.
All right.
Sure
I actually
you know
am
this.
Not completely sure, but I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy Carter.
That is also incorrect.
No.
Gerald Ford. I thought he was alive in like the 20s. Didn't he make Ford?
No.
That's a different Ford.
Completely different.
Yeah.
You
cut
right.
that out. That's embarrassing, honestly.
No. Okay,
Haley, it's still on you unless you want to switch it to Kendall.
No,
I'm not giving it to her.
No.
Fuck her.
Okay.
Period.
I'm going millennia 2000s 300.
In what year did a journalist throw his shoes at President George W. Bush, creating the iconic shoe dodging moment? Was it A, 2006, B, 2008, or C, 2007?
Have you never seen this?
No, absolutely. Okay, I've seen it. Okay, and he dodged both of them. That's the most iconic thing. I see a lot of...
put in the clip.
I see a lot of TikTok montages of his moments. I just forget which one he is.
I know.
Shukran is zero.
Bushisms is what they call it.
Yeah.
I love a good Bushisms.
The journalists involved with this, by the way, later on to state that my only regret was that I didn't have a third shoe.
That's fucking hilarious. So he was president at the time?
Yes.
And Obama was... Obama was elected in 2008.
That's good. That's good. That, yeah.
And I think the context was something political.
Oh, no way.
You know what?
What do you mean the context?
I'm going of why he got a shoe thrown at him.
Yes.
I'm going lucky. I'm going lucky 2008 because everything good happened in 2008. Haley. Do we want a shoe thrown at him, by the way? I forget.
Yes.
Yes.
We did. Okay.
We supported the shoe.
That
awesome.
That is correct, Haley.
Oh! Boom!
So you could have been thrown off with, you know, Obama, but there you go. There you go.
Yeah, is that the every time I've used context clues, they've led me astray. So.
That was good. You're coming back. Look
have I
this.
Caught up?
1,800 points. I mean, 800 points. So you're
there. You go. You're get. Okay. It's possible. It's
wait.
Still
what
in
is
this
she
game.
At?
2,000.
Yes, you're at 2,000, Kendall. Haley should actually be at 1,200.
Oh, 12.
Yes.
Hey, hey! Don't okay. short me over there. Don't do me dirty. I'm working hard.
Why wouldn't it let you add more?
It's not letting me.
This game is rigged. Me. Rigged against me. I knew you did that to me. I knew you would rig it. I knew it.
Oh, okay. Okay,
no,
Sam.
It's okay. We got it. It's okay. Don't fight.
Sam,
don't fight.
Two?
Okay, Haley, you can keep going unless you want to pass, of course.
Keep going, honey.
My brain hurt.
You've got this. No, dude, don't give up on yourself. You're on a roll. Don't fuck that up. Keep going.
Should I challenge myself?
Should I challenge?
Should I challenge? Give me presidents for 100.
100, okay. This U.S. president was also a Hollywood actor before entering politics. A, George H.W. Bush, B, Ronald Reagan, or C, John F. Kennedy?
I'm confident in this one. He's got a face for the screen, John F. Kennedy.
That's wrong.
Oh, okay. No! No! Should have been. I have the biggest crush on John F. Kennedy, but I do know this one.
Me too.
It is Ronald Reagan, your
I
man.
I thought maybe that's like how he met Marilyn.
No, he met Marilyn in other ways. Yeah. Other ways much later on. But Ronald Reagan, he was an actor.
Yes, he's in the film The Killers with John Cassavetes, one of the greatest directors ever. And in that movie, he punches a woman in the face.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
Yep, Ronnie Riggs.
Nice.
All right. Sweet.
I knew my run was coming to an end.
Kendall,
okay, I gotta speed this up a little bit. I'm gonna go with laws and legislature for 400.
Following recent legislative rollbacks in Oregon, this is now the only U.S. state where it remains fully illegal for drivers to pump their own gas.
That's not fair. This one's easy.
Is it A, New Jersey, B, Oregon, or C, New York?
Oh, you don't know this?
No, because of rollbacks in Oregon. Wouldn't it be Oregon? Am I lost? Wouldn't
clearly.
It be Oregon?
Well, if it was rolled back in Oregon.
No, don't yeah, clarify. Okay. Don't no okay, clarifying okay. questions around here.
Well, isn't it in Jersey they do be pumping the gas? I know that, right? I think I know that. So I'm gonna okay.
Where are you rolling back to?
I think I'm gonna go see New York, final answer.
Okay. So the way that you literally
it's incorrect.
Yes.
Damn it.
Let me steal this one. This is one of the few things I do know in this world. It is A, New Jersey.
That is correct.
What?
That's
I
the
thought
only
that's
place.
Like where they're known for pumping the gas.
No, it's
you can't pump your own gas.
Oh. See, I would have got that if I understood the question.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck. I can't even read. I can't see it.
I knew there was no way that I knew something you didn't know.
Well, now I did I would have known that, but
yeah.
I read it wrong.
But you didn't.
Okay.
The board is yours, Haley.
Go ahead.
Board is mine. Give me. I would like a Only in America 200, please.
The Statue of Liberty is a true American cultural symbol. What is Lady Liberty's full official name?
She has a legal name?
I mean, I guess everyone does. A, Liberty and Freedom to All. B, Liberty Enlightening the World. Or C, Liberty Guides the World.
I have no fucking idea.
I thought Lady Liberty was her name. She's French. The French gave her to us. What would they say? Liberty and Freedom to All. Liberty Enlightening the World. Liberty. You know, they would use a beautiful word like enlightening. I'm going B.
That is correct.
That's a great, I know the French. I
great
know the
process
French.
Of elimination there. Yes. Excellent.
I know that's right.
Oh, you girl, you're catching.
I know.
You're catching
oh,
up.
That's
catching
right.
Up. All right, Haley.
So you're on my tail.
Millennia 200.
Oh, now we're getting Italian over there.
Sorry.
This is Italian, Uncle Sam.
Italian.
200.
There's a lot of Italians in America. I'm representing.
Oh, my girl Sarah Palin. Love to see your name.
Sarah Palin coined which made-up word in a 2010 tweet? We have A, strategery, B, refutiate, or C, misunderestimate. And I will say two of these are actually George W. Bush.
I don't know nothing about my girl Sarah, but I do really like the word strategery, and I'm taking that A.
That is incorrect.
That Damn was it. A Bushism. I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, this was such an era, man. Misunderestimate, I'm pretty sure, is Bush, too. I think I'm going to go refudiate.
That is correct.
Yes!
I love Bushism. Misunderestimate is iconic, honestly.
I know. Dude,
it's fire.
Some of the shit he said.
Stealing it. Stolen! Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to take... I need to catch up. So, presidents for 500.
Woo! Damn, confident.
The first White House bowling alley was a birthday present for this president. We have A, Richard Nixon, B, Harry Truman, or C, Jimmy Carter.
Shit.
How long has bowling been around?
Huh?
This is...
Sorry.
What'd you say? How long has what been around?
Bowling.
Nixon.
Probably a long time.
Harry Truman was president in the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so these are all in the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have to go with a wild guess. Jimmy, I think Jimmy was a fun fella.
Mm.
And I think he would have liked a bowling alley.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Carter again.
That is incorrect.
Jimmy's Damn not it. Bowling? All right.
No bowling for Jimmy. Okay.
Haley, your chance to steal. This could be a big, this is 500. This could put you in the lead.
Bowling for Nixon, bowling for Truman. This is a big moment.
I don't know.
I should have gone with Truman after my son.
Well, here's my problem is from what I understand about Nixon, he's not a fun guy. Why would he want to bowl? So I'm going B with Truman.
But he's kind of like Trumpy. Like he, I could see him.
Did the Trumpies bowl?
No, I'm just saying like Trump would want something like that, you know?
Harry be, Truman. Like,
well, it was a present. It wasn't a request.
He probably requested
I'm locking
it,
in B.
Truman is correct.
Oh, nice. I should have gotten my fucking son's name.
Why would Nixon be that fun?
I think
you're
it,
right.
It actually is, you know, it, the most famous presidential portraits of Nixon are taken in the bowling alley. So there is quite a bit
so
of
he
confusion.
Did love it.
So yeah. Even when I'm right, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And now, Haley, you are actually tied. I'm bad at math, but you
are tied, Kendall. I got to give you a high five. You fucking
Boom!
Nailed it.
All right, well. Your hands are sweaty.
I know, girl. I'm over here sweating.
All right. We're speed rounding this. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't like to lose. I'm
boom, boom,
sweating.
Boom. Only in America. 100.
Every 4th of July, Nathan's Hot Dogs holds an eating contest. Where does it take place? Is it A, State Fair of Texas, B, Santa Monica Pier, or C, Coney Island in New York?
I think Coney Island is known for their hot dogs. I think places have like a Coney dog, so I'm going C.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. I'm the smartest person on this planet.
You are.
But that was
very
obvious.
Smartest
woman alive.
Come on. Coney Island, duh.
All right.
But, like, I'm still proud of you. I'm still proud of you.
I'm bouncing it back to you. I like fair competition.
That's a fair one for a 100, though. That's fair.
Yeah. Bully.
Okay. I'm going to go with who fucked this up for 100.
Which president had a sexual relationship with a White House intern? No multiple choice because you should.
Come on.
That would be Bill. Yeah. Big old Bill.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Sure, son. Just randomly reminded me of...
bounce back and forth.
Did you ever, when you had LimeWire, where it was like Bill Clinton's voice would sometimes download on the music, it was like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then it would go like, damn, son, where'd you find this?
You never heard
actually,
of that?
Yeah, that's actually like a DJ tag.
Oh, is it? Well, it was on LimeWire.
So you liked one specific person. All right. Oh. Well, we're in speed round. Don't distract me, woman.
I would also like to say that they are tied now.
Wow.
Damn, yeah, this is heated.
Dude,
all right.
Okay. Fuck. We got to get real.
No,
I'm gonna
Kendall.
Tell Janelle. I'm going to be a little real. Late.
Kendall's going next.
Yeah, it's Kendall's
no,
board.
No, but I want to go back and forth. I gave her one and I want her to give it back.
Okay, do both of the competitors agree to this?
Do you agree to this?
I agree to this.
Okay. All right. I want laws and legislature for 300.
In this city, eating fried chicken with a fork is illegal to maintain its poultry capital of the world title. Is it A, Montgomery, Alabama? Montgomery, Alabama. B, Plano, Texas. Or C, Gainesville, Georgia.
Fried chicken is a South thing.
These are all Southern states.
All right. I just feel like Texas isn't real South. I'm going, don't come for me, Texas people. I'm going to go with Alabama.
That is incorrect.
No!
Kendall, would you like to steal?
Okay, I'm going to go with Texas.
That is incorrect. It is Gainesville,
damn it.
Georgia.
Damn it. Damn it to hell.
Damn it to hell.
All right, it's back over to you.
Okay.
I biffed that one, so you're in the lead. Oh, no, we're still tied.
Let's go with millennials or millennia of 2000s for 400.
Mm. That's why I was good to choose.
Ben Carson's presidential campaign was mocked online after a campaign graphic mistakenly gave one U.S. state an Atlantic coastline it doesn't have. Which state was it? A, Vermont, B, Pennsylvania, or C, West Virginia?
West Virginia,
mountain mama. Wait, that's wrong.
No, that's right.
No, that
take
is right.
Take me okay. home.
Country road.
I love a duet.
I remember this happening and then I... Okay, I'm gonna go with West Virginia because of the song, because of the singing.
That is incorrect.
God Haley. Damn it. I'm sorry.
Okay, I know this because it has to be a landlocked state, which is...
Oh, fucking
which is Pennsylvania,
dumb.
Right?
That is also incorrect.
And it's not a...
Okay. Well, we're done.
We biffed two.
It was Vermont.
Damn. I don't even know when Ben Carson ran.
He's such a dumb motherfucker, Ben Carson.
All right, that's really embarrassing.
The dude was like asleep during the debates. It was insane.
Somehow a neurosurgeon, though.
Yeah, does brain surgery.
I'm going to win this by the hair on my chinny chin chin, honestly. I'm going okay. Millennia 2000s for 100 points.
On the 16th anniversary of 9/11, which senator was famously caught liking Twitter posts of porn? Was it A, Ted Cruz, B, John McCain, or C, Marco Rubio?
I feel like Rubio he's wrong, but he has his shit together. McCain is way too military to get that, to fuck up like that. That has to be Zodiac Killer Ted Cruz.
That is correct.
God damn it. And it's so obvious.
That brings Haley into the lead by 100 points.
I remember.
Take that!
Dude, I
Take
remember.
Take that!
That was fucking awesome. Ted Cruz...
Oh,
just
what a
endless
character he is.
Living meme. Okay, I will. Oh, it's your turn.
No, let no, me shut we're up. Bouncing back and forth. We agreed on that.
Oh, okay. Oh, did we?
Because
okay.
We're in speed round.
Okay, I'm gonna go laws and legislature for 5.
Oh,
5.
Last big point. This is the only U.S. state with a law that specifically makes cannibalism illegal, except in an extreme survival situation.
So everywhere else, it's perfectly fine.
It just hasn't been legally determined.
Okay.
We have A, Louisiana, B, Alaska, or C, Idaho.
Utaho.
Hey.
My dad always says that.
Okay. I'm going to go with Alaska
based on nothing.
Yeah. I was going to say because of like in the Arctic.
That's
tundra?
What I'm thinking. Yeah, like maybe it's been a problem.
That is incorrect. Haley, it is your chance
to
steal.
Okay. I don't feel like either of these states would do that. I would say Louisiana has some whack shit going on. I'm going A.
That is also incorrect.
Dude,
Idaho,
Utaho.
Utaho.
No, this is good for you
what
because.
What are y'all doing up there?
You're
down
still
there?
Winning.
Where is it?
It's up.
Up there. You know?
I know.
Was that my question or yours?
That was Kendall's question.
Ugh. I don't want any of these. All right. Give me presidents for 300. I'm winning. Why not go crazy?
Oh, fuck. I already told you guys this. You know that James Madison used to swim nude in the Potomac every morning?
I don't think she can remember.
Okay.
Hopefully not.
Which one of these presidents loved to skinny dip? Was it A, John Quincy Adams, B, Benjamin Harrison, or C, James Madison?
I don't even know if I know these names.
Oh, honey.
Skinny dip.
I know every president because me and Janelle's grandpa used to, like, that was his big party trick, because he could name them all in order in a little song.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. It was quite cute.
John Quincy Adams, is that the one that, cut this out if not, because I'm tired of looking stupid. Is that the one that cut down the apple tree?
No,
sweetheart. That was George Washington.
No, it was not.
And it was a cherry tree.
Okay.
Wow. Don't cut that
U.S. history is not my thing. Can you tell? I feel like someone with the last name Madison would do something silly like that.
Maybe I gave the incorrect answer before, but according to the Jeopardy, it's John Quincy Adams.
That was my
backup. That was literally my backup.
Ian, you just stole from me.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
You just ruined my chance.
Well, we're honest Abe around here.
If
you were going to pick that, we're honest Abe. I'll let you have it.
Will you?
If you were going to pick that.
You know what? Nah, it's fine.
You better be honest Abe about it, though.
I was honest Abe. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
All right, I'll let her have it.
Okay.
That's very kind for you. Very kind for you. I believe you. Sweaty.
That means.
God, I'm sorry. I'm a little. I've got stress in my life right now.
Yourself.
Okay.
That puts Kendall in the lead by 200.
Oh, damn.
So,
all right. It's not over yet, though. It's not over yet. And I've been sucking today. Over. Okay. I will go laws. No, I'll go presidents too.
Mm.
As a method of saving time and exerting psychological dominance, which president was famously known for conducting intense meetings with his cabinet and advisors while on the toilet?
Jesus, that's real?
Are there like red herrings in here?
Was it A, Theodore Roosevelt, B, John F. Kennedy, or C, Lyndon B. Johnson?
I gotta go with Theodore Roosevelt because it seems like something his fat ass would do.
Was he fat?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Damn it! And sorry, not to like fat shame. That was my first guess. Like he would, you know, it'd be convenient.
I mean, if he's there all the time.
I didn't want to fat shame Theodore. I'm sorry.
And first of all, how dare you? And people call him Teddy. So
yeah, I know.
I don't know nothing about Lyndon, but JFK did some cool shit. I bet that's him. B.
No fucking way.
You don't think JFK?
No way. He's way too baller for that.
That's baller.
Is that correct?
No, it's wrong. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah, that sounds like a Lyndon thing.
Who even is that? I don't even know who that is. What did he do?
JFK's vice president after JFK was assassinated.
Yes.
And then he became president.
So I was like almost there.
No,
John would have never done that. He is like the epitome.
So Lyndon B. Johnson, if he was vice president, he was probably doing that in the House.
I mean, Probably. Yeah, that's where the toilets are.
No, that's so crazy.
Sorry, how is that not a sentence, and I just lost it.
Wouldn't that be like sexual harassment? Like, okay, everybody, come in the bathroom. I'm going to take a shit. Hold your noses.
That was like 50s, though. I don't think those things existed back then.
No, it was not 50s. It was the late 1960s.
Yeah.
Same shit. Close enough.
Okay. I'm going to go. Oh, it's your turn. Laws and legislature for 100.
All right. Give it to me. Let's see it.
In 1984, Congress passed a joint resolution declaring the third Sunday of July to be this official day. A, National Donut Day, B, National Ice Cream Day, or C, National Cupcake Day. Yummy.
Third Sunday of July. Is there a reason for that?
Just the third. That's such a weird
thing. I'm going to go. It's got to be like a summer thing, and I'm going ice cream. B.
That is correct.
Obviously.
That is a great guess for that, too. That makes a nice power of elimination.
What are they?
So that means that Kendall is still ahead by 100.
Oh, you're so close. I am so proud of you. I am really proud of you. That was actually so impressive. You dominated, Sam.
Do you guys want to try a final Jeopardy?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'll just give you a question
off the noggin.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What do you got, Ian?
I love an Ian freestyle.
So whoever gets this closer will win.
Should we have them wager?
Yes, you should definitely wager. You can wager up to the amount of points you have.
Oh, shit.
So whoever gets this closer will get it right.
Okay.
Please name the starting
year. Wait, don't we have to wager first?
Oh, no. You wager with the question.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't know how confident you are yet.
Right. Duh.
So Name the starting year that the U.S. entered World War II and the year World War II ended.
I have to get both?
You have to get both.
All right, I'm going
to
do 100 points. I'm pretty confident that we entered in 1942.
And when? What's your exit date?
49.
Okay, Kendall, it's your turn. Whoever is closest.
Fuck. And how much you're betting. I'm just betting enough to tie you.
Why wouldn't you bet a little more?
I am really not confident about this.
I didn't think about that.
I wish I got more sleep last night. I feel like I cannot think.
Thank God for that, honestly.
Oh, this is
going to
piss me.
Fuck you.
This has been a struggle.
Fuck you. Oh,
thank God Kendall's so stressed. She couldn't get fucking good sleep.
Yeah. God damn it.
Come on, you know World
War II. I know. I love World War II. That sounds fucked
I'm
up.
I'm sorry?
I'm so interested in it. I should know this.
Again, the year the U.S. entered and the year the war ended.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. I think it was...
How many points are you betting?
Yes.
I'm just going to bet 200.
Okay.
Going more than me for no reason. Literally no reason. You're winning.
Let me pet my mustache.
You're literally winning.
Yeah, but I am not confident in myself right now.
You will lose if you get this, if I get it right.
I'm going to say 40. Ah, 45.
For the entry date?
Yeah.
Okay, and for the exit date, or for the end of the war?
49.
Oh. So we both...
No, wait. 44 to 49. No.
I'm sorry to say Haley is the one who is closest, but I do have to say you both were pretty wrong.
Oh, shit.
Very wrong.
Oh, what?
You were closest with the entry year. It's 1941.
No, I knew that.
You said 1942.
But, duh, same shit.
But the end of the war was 1945.
Oh, why did I think it was longer than that? This was the one with Hitler, right?
God, this
I'm
is the one with
oh
Hitler.
Oh my
yes.
God, the one with Hitler.
Yeah, that's
my God. I'm so
dude,
stupid.
I thought this
of
was like way longer.
But
oh, I hate myself today.
Well, it did technically start in 1939, but the U.S. was involved in 1941. But I will say this puts Haley at 2,700 and Kendall at 2,500.
You know what?
Why would you bet 200? Literally, why would you bet 200? We would have been tied.
No, because I lost, bro.
Wait,
it wouldn't have mattered.
Works?
No, I would have just lost more.
No, you would have. All right, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Good game.
What a good opponent. You're a good opponent,
you know what?
Sam.
I just got to say, even though your beard is in your mouth right now, I am damn proud of you. You've never looked better.
I have never met such a worthy opponent than my twin,
Uncle Sam. And that's that on that. All right, guys, that's going to be it for the sesh today. Thank you for joining us, Ian, and thank you for making a wonderful Jeopardy game, Sydney. We love you so much. Thank you for filling in for me. Haley, this was so fun to host an episode with you.
Anytime, anytime.
And there will be other times. We know it. It's going to happen. I am, like, disgusted by my mouth right now.
No, it's rough.
This is done. Okay, I really got to get going, but thank you, guys. We will see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.